Blackstone Audio presents North of Boston by Elizabeth Elo. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. In memory of my father, William Jacob Pantaja. Chapter 1.
He was a loser,
Thomasina says, head lolling.
But he was a good loser.
A fifth of Stolichnaya has put her in a nasty, forgiving mood. I'm tempted to take a few shots myself to medicate my grief and survivor's guilt, but someone has to stay sober for Noah. Thomasina paws something she sees in the air, maybe nothing, a spark of hallucination or a particle of dust, and her tone goes flat.
I never loved him. I just wanted sperm.
She pushes the bottle halfway across the kitchen table and lays her head down on folded arms. Her shoulders heave a few times. Sorrow? Nausea? In her state, it could be either. Even a hiccup of indifference. But when she picks up her face, it's tear-stained.
But I must have loved him some, 'cause right now I feel wicked bad.
Noah pokes his head around the corner. He doesn't have the heavy, square look of Ned, or what was formerly the haunting, big-eyed beauty of Thomasina. He's small, thin, pale. Dark eye rings give him a monkish quality. He doesn't talk much, doesn't have friends. Maybe that's why we get along.
Noah, baby, let Mama give you something to eat.
Thomasina lurches to her feet and staggers to the refrigerator. When she opens the door, Noah and I look inside. Lime Gatorade. Half a tomato, mold speckled.